In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Story here from CBS News. Meta is teaming with defense industry startup Anduril to develop military products that use artificial intelligence and augmented reality, according to both companies today. Anduril said in a statement that the new products will provide, quote, real-time battlefield intelligence to soldiers in the field, allowing them to make decisions based on the data. Quote,
oh, we're doomed.
This integration will transform how warfighters see, sense, and integrate battlefield information.
I feel like there's a movie out there. What year might it have come out?
I believe 1983.
Where they talk about using this newfangled idea called artificial intelligence and using it for war games. Oh, they could call the movie War Games.
That would be a great title.
Oh, if only we were warned about this 42 years ago. We were talking about it last week with, I think Bobby Kerr was on the program on Thursday.
I think you're right.
And we were talking about the new Google Imagine, or pardon me, that's ChatGPT's version, the new Google VO3 and their ability to create AI videos that look absolutely real. I was scrolling through Reels earlier today. Yes, I've fallen off the wagon, but I'm much better than I used to be.
I was doing that in the commercial.
It's bad. But I was scrolling through earlier today, and a video popped up, and I'm pretty good. You know, I've been watching videos for a very long time. I can kind of tell based on the softness of different angles, things like that, in today's era, if something is AI or not.
Okay.
I was almost convinced that this video was real. And I'll play it for you just so that you can hear how, and I'm going to skip the first cut because the first cut is a news report of an anchor sitting at a desk with the perfect inflection, the pause right where the pause would happen. You know, all anchors kind of sound similar with the way that they deliver their news.
We begin tonight with breaking news.
Yeah, and the first clip is that Canada has declared war on us.
Okay,
now, I don't want to fool anybody. Yeah. That's not what happened.
So we
That's not
that
happening.
Part. Yeah. So
wait, I'm going to start it after that clip.
Hang on. Before you play it, are there going to be any voices of famous people we would recognize, or are these just like news reports of some capacity?
So after the first news report, it just kind of addresses other potential scams that could be used with this technology.
Before we go into this AI-generated thing that you're about to play, we need to point out that nothing you're about to hear is true nor accurate.
Correct. It is all fake.
Okay.
Grandpa, I'm fine. This is just AI. You don't need to wire money to anyone. I am not in love with you. And I do not need your money for a plane ticket. I am AI.
This fake moon landing footage isn't classified. It's AI.
You're probably wondering how I got rich with crypto. The truth is, I didn't get rich off crypto. I don't even exist.
You might be able to tell this is fake now, but it's gonna keep getting better.
We're all AI.
There could be aliens, but
I'm not one of them. I'm AI. An herbal supplement did not cure my cancer. I'm not even real.
Uncle Fred, the government has not been taken over by lizard people.
You don't need to send us $5,000 in gift cards because you missed jury duty.
Grandma, it's not real. It's AI.
It's AI.
So basically the message behind the video, and each clip is partnered with very real looking video. So the one where it was like, I'm okay, this is AI, you don't need to send them money for ransom to free me, is a young girl in shackles in a room. And I had mentioned at the beginning of this that I'm pretty good at spotting fake videos. When the Tom Cruise thing came out in like 2014, immediately it was like, okay, whatever, that's obviously fake. They get the shadowing correct, the lighting, it cuts from different angles like it's a real movie production. I mean, by all accounts, if you don't know specifically what you're looking for, you would be fooled. And if that news report played, the first one that we had mentioned that we chose to keep out of the clip because we didn't want to cross any lines of unacceptability, if that played on TV or went around on YouTube, there's a certain number of people that would be convinced that that was real.
So the United States and Russia have long had a red phone, if you will, and I use that in air quotes, with each other, where one can pick up the phone, the other phone automatically rings, and somebody is supposed to be there on the other side.
Yeah.
The thinking being, if God forbid one of us accidentally launched a missile at the other, we thought we saw it on radar, we could go, did you just launch a missile in our direction? No, we did not. But here's my thinking, like in the movie War Games, which is turning out to be horribly prophetic to the times, it was 42 years before its time, we've learned. In that movie, I can't remember the name of the computer. Somebody in the text line will refresh my memory. But the computer launches missiles onto the radar, right? So you're seeing missiles coming from what was then the Soviet Union.
Joshua or Whopper.
Yeah, that's right. And
But it's tricking you to think that missiles have been launched,
right?
Nukes are on their way.
But if somebody was launching missiles at us and we picked up the proverbial red phone to make sure that we're seeing things correctly, if the goal is to destroy us, why would they tell us the truth?
Yeah, that's a great point. And not to mention now with modern technology, if they were to say they wanted to throw the whole situation into the darkness and there were some foreign entity that wanted to initiate some sort of global nuclear war, in theory, they could hack into that phone line, make it look like nukes are flying. And then when they do make the phone call, rather than somebody answering the phone and saying, no, this is all fake, they would play a voice that would sound like the person on the other end in a Russian accent saying, yes, this is real. We have started a war. Again, all hypothetical here, if you're just tuning in.
No, of course. Yeah, we're talking about AI, so.
But to go back to the original story that kind of launched this topic, the main concern has been AI becoming sentient, thinking on its own, making decisions on its own. We've seen TV shows about it. We've obviously seen War Games where, they get to a point where they're making decisions based off the request that you send them, and they just initiate the decision. There's no filtering.
And then it starts to learn from its own decision making.
One of the biggest examples of that would be there's a TV show where they ask the AI, cure cancer. And the AI decides, well, to cure cancer, the easiest way to do it, since humans are the cause of cancer, is to eliminate mankind.
Well, but it would be to eliminate all living things, because dogs can get cancer.
Yeah.
Cats can get cancer. Animals can get cancer. So to eliminate cancer, you would have to eliminate any living thing that can get it.
And I know I'm Mr. Doomsday, and I always go to the worst possible situation. But when you read me a headline, and you probably saw what I put as the pre-headline on there that we can't read on the air.
You wrote on top of this headline, we're blanking doomed. Doomed, I tell you.
Yeah. When you start talking about putting AI into war systems,
yeah,
should the coin flip and it gets to a point, and I don't know what a self-thinking AI would look like. If I were that smart, I wouldn't be sitting here pushing buttons and talking to you.
Thanks a lot.
I'd be an engineer somewhere.
I hurt my feelings there for a
second. Coding AI. So I don't know what that looks like, but if it does reach that point and we've got these systems tied into war systems.
Mm-hmm. Well, you, me, and Dana have talked about this before. The problem with AI, besides the obvious, is that there doesn't seem to be, other than the people who create it, a decent understanding of what it really is. To me, AI is a lot of things, some that scare me, some that don't. But it's like, well, I know, I'm going to use this as the example, cryptocurrency. I know what it is, but I can't really explain it.
Yeah, same thing with the NFTs from a couple of years ago, which I'm talking about a dumpster fire.
Yeah, no kidding.
But with AI, I mean, what we have access to today, like if you go to ChatGPT right now, we're looking at a generative model. And what does that mean? It's basically just a fancy Google. You're just Googling something, and this chat bot is creating a written response for you rather than compiling links. Mm-hmm. But keep in mind, and I've said this before, what we have access to is a grain of sand to the mountain of technology that they have behind the scenes.
But what I was going to say is, you know, the problem here is that the people who can put the regulations and the restrictions on artificial intelligence, that being lawmakers and every country around the world, the laws are not keeping up with the technology. And I don't know that they can. Because it wasn't 2014 when that Tom Cruise video first came out. I think it was like 2021 or something like that. It was not that long ago. And I thought it was very, you were the first one to say, well, look at this and the shadows and all this. I thought it just on first glance, it was very, very realistic.
It's convincing, certainly.
Yeah. And then, you know, you wonder, I mean, where are the laws that say you cannot use artificial intelligence in any political advertising? Any.
Yeah.
Because next thing you know, in 2026, or well, next presidential elections in 2028, whoever ends up running, and I'm not talking politics, I'm just using politics as the example. The next thing you know, whoever's running, we're going to get a call from one of them where they admit to horrible crimes, or if elected, I'm going to dismantle this or that. I'm going to get rid of Medicaid. I'm going to do away with Social Security. I'm going to raise your taxes 10%, especially on low-income earners. And it's going to be so believable because of how quickly this technology has generated that there are going to be people that believe it.
Well, and last week we talked about the restrictions that these programs put into place. Like, you can't create a video of a certain political figure. Well, after I watched that 2.5-minute video that I played a portion of for you all, my algorithm started feeding me more videos. I kept scrolling. And 4 videos later was a video of one particular political figure who is often depicted as a crying baby. Not going to get political, but you know who I'm referencing. Eating cinnamon rolls. And it looked real. It looked like an old head on a baby's body eating cinnamon rolls. And if you don't know what you're looking at, you're like, what is this?
913-586-7798. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the top of the hour news. It's brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.